This morning I wanted to share with all of you Psalm chapter 23 and the picture that the Lord portrays through David as he wrote that psalm, the picture that the Lord portrays about himself and how we as Christians, we as people, we as his creation, as human being, how we can relate to the Lord as he reveals himself in various characteristics in this chapter. So the topic of today's message is Psalm 23, Shepherd, Companion, and Host. As we read that chapter, the first three verses gives us a picture, a very clear picture. It says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake." Now, as we read those three verses, we see it's like pictorial. You see this picture of a sheep and his shepherd walking together in plenty and in peace. You see that the shepherd and the sheep walking together in plenty and in peace. Because it says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters." So there is plenty of food, plenty of water. And there is a peacefulness that is existent between not only the surrounding, but between the Lord and between the shepherd and the sheep. So in those three verses, the Lord gives us a picture of him being our shepherd and we being sheep. A shepherd's role is portrayed very much. And notice the word he. The relationship between the sheep and that sheep is saying, "He, my shepherd, he makes me he makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake." So the Lord is our provider. The Lord is our shepherd. The Lord keeps us, provides us for his name's sake. Because he says, "I am God." Because he says, "I am your creator." Because he says, "I have the plans for you," says the Lord, "plans to prosper you and to give you a future." He says that the relationship between the sheep and the shepherd is like, okay, he's there to provide for me. He's there, you know, I know where to go when I need to get my provisions, I need to get my food. And in our relationship with the Lord, there is a point when we are like that. We go to him when we have some trouble. We go to him when we need something. Okay, we go to God and say, "Lord, you know what? I really want this relationship to work. Or, you know what, Lord, I'm looking to you for finding a good wife or a good husband." Or we go to him and we say, "Lord, I come to you for my daily provisions. Lord, I come to you and I pray that I'll get this job that I'm applying for." Or we say, "Lord, you know, I really need to get out of this situation that I have, and I come to you and I ask you to provide for me, help me with this, and lead me to the peaceful and quiet path." In our Christian walk, we have that kind of a relationship with the Lord, shepherd and the sheep. We just look to Him for provision, day-to-day living, day-to-day journey, day-to-day walk, and we just gain our strength, gain our confidence from just knowing that the Lord, shepherd, is there. But then, there is another picture, just in the next verse. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. How many of you have felt in the past, or maybe you are right now, feeling like you're walking through the valley of the shadow of death? You don't have to raise your hand. You don't have to answer me. But you know within yourself when you have done so, or if you are going through such an experience that it looks like the valley of the shadow of death. There comes a point in our Christian walk when we experience that. And that valley, that the experience of the valley of the shadow of death differs from the experience of the sheep following his shepherd. The first picture that the Lord draws, as I said, that it was the picture of a shepherd taking care of his sheep. And that's the kind of relationship we experience throughout our Christian walk. But there comes a point of time where that relationship changes. There comes a point of time when the Lord is more than just a shepherd. When the Lord is more than just a shepherd. And you are more than just a sheep. And that's what verse 4 says. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. That's when the shepherd becomes companion. Because at that point of your life, when you are going through the valley of the shadow of death experience, you just don't need a shepherd. You just don't need someone that you can follow. Or someone to lead you. You need someone to stay right beside you. You need someone who is companion, who is walking right beside you. And that's the verse says. It says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. So, my brother and sisters, if today you are walking, you are feeling like you are walking through the valley of the shadow of death, know that the Lord's presence is much more than you can think of. You can, and if you haven't had a relationship with Christ, if you haven't made Christ your shepherd yet, there is a chance for you right now to make that happen so that the Lord is your companion, so that you are not going through that experience alone by all yourself. Because the Lord is ready. He has revealed Himself with that picture that He will be your companion. When you walk through a troublesome, a turmoil-filled time, He doesn't want you to walk alone. Through His word, He has revealed that He wants to be with you. Through His... What was David called? He was a man after God's own heart. And God revealed His heart to David. And David wrote that even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil because you are with me. Your rod and staff, they comfort me. So this morning, if you need comfort, if you want to be comforted, if you need a companion in your life, Instead of looking into the wrong places, look to the Lord. Because that's what His promises are. He wants to be your companion. He wants to take you through the valley of the shadow of death without you fearing any evil. Because He wants to be with you. He wants to be your companion, not just leading you, not asking you to follow. But He says, I want to walk beside you. I want to be right where you are. I want to just be beside you and take you through this. So the second picture we see is that the Lord is our companion in Psalms chapter 23. Because He says, the psalmist says that even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, and your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Now, do you see a transition in relational experience? From the experience, the relational experience with the Lord being between a sheep and a shepherd, now it has become a companion, a pilgrim. You are no longer just a sheep, but you are a pilgrim in life's journey from living on this earth to homebound. You are a pilgrim and you are walking through life's trouble and all the different kind of things that can bog us down. And the relationship has changed. The Lord is more closer than you can ever think. Because He has become your companion now, not just the shepherd. He has become your companion. And the next picture from that relational change, that relational transformation from shepherd to companion, the next picture that the Lord provides is that verse 5 and 6, it says, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The next picture is that the Lord is our host. The next picture is that He has a place where our journey ends. He has a place where He wants us to be. From being shepherd to companion to host, for who is going to keep us for the rest of our life. Providing for us. Taking every care of us. It's just the picture right there as I was reading this chapter. And when I came to verse 5, it says, you prepare a table. I have read that many times. Every time I feel a little down, I go to Psalms 23. Many of us do that. Many of us do that. I mean, if you are not nodding your head, that means you are saying, you know, pastor is crazy. We go to Psalms 23 because it really helps us. But when I came to verse 5, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. I was wondering, you know, I never really felt like before I read, because really it was not an enemy situation or anything. But when I read that, I'm like, why is that? I mean, I knew David was going through some trouble and, you know, with his son Absalom, and there were many problems. But it dawned on me that the Lord is saying it doesn't really have to be an enemy-enemy person, enemy-enemy as David and Absalom were, but a situation that is enemy to our own spiritual growth, or something that is keeping us away from experiencing the Lord's table. Something that is keeping us experiencing the full scale of the evolution of the relationship that can happen between my Lord and me, between you and the Lord. And then I thought, you know, all this time I was reading this chapter, whenever I had something that I was feeling a little down or something happened and I turned to Psalms chapter 23, that verse 5, the top two lines, never made any sense to me. But now it does. Because I was reading with the understanding that it's enemy, enemy. When I have some problem with someone, human being. But it's not that. Not only that, yes, David had that situation, but it is not that we are going to have that situation all the time, but we will have some other situation that is keeping us from experiencing the Lord's blessing. He says, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies, even when the enemy is trying to, even when Satan, even when the evil one is trying to keep me away from the blessing that I can partake in my Lord's table, you still have the table prepared for me. All I have to do is come. All I have to do is come. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That picture the Lord provides is that He is our host in life's day-to-day journey when things are going okay, you know, things are okay, we are all right, you know, we don't have any emotional problem, any spiritual problem, we are having a kind of a good time with the Lord. He's still there. He's providing for us, He's taking care for us. But when in life's day-to-day journey, one day becomes very significant because we are going through the valley of the shadow of death, the Lord is still our host. The relational experience for a Christian with the Lord in revealed in Psalms chapter 23, you transform from one relationship to another. You understand the full scale of the other relationship, shepherd, companion, host, but they are always together. The Lord is our shepherd. The Lord is our companion. The Lord is our host each and every day of our life. But there is one more thing in the Lord being our host. At the end of that verse when it says that I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You know the journey that this chapter portrays, you know, shepherd, companion and host. The journey it's just the beginning when we are on this earth. It's really great to hear the children. The journey is just the beginning. The verse also denotes, the end of that verse also denotes that after our paths, ways, valleys and threats are over, I will return to the house. I will return to the house, and there comes the real return home. That's what, I mean, it's a wonderful job the translation was done, but the real Hebrew words that are used there can also mean that after all this is done, after all this trouble, all this walking through the valley of the shadow of death, or just, you know, being here, enjoying the earth's beauty, all this is done, I will return to the house. And that will be the true return home. So the verse actually ends with a promise. With a promise of that as we follow the Lord, as we grow in the relationship from knowing Him as our shepherd, companion, and host in each and every day of our life, the ultimate relational evolution that happens is this, that we are with the Lord for the rest of our life, forever and ever. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And that is the hope of us as we accept the Lord, accept Jesus as our personal Savior, and as we grow in the relationship with Him, that becomes our hope. That this time on earth is just a very limited time. As the Bible puts it together this way, that we are pilgrims on this earth. We are here just for a while, but we'll be there with the Lord for eternity. And my question today will be, are you prepared for your eternity? Are you in a relationship with Christ? Have you accepted Him as your shepherd, as your Lord and Savior, so that you can grow in the relationship and Him becoming your companion, host, shepherd, companion, and host for your life, so that you can spend eternity with Him. Let's pray. Father, we come before You, and we are so thankful that You have revealed Yourself to us through Your Word, Bible. You have revealed Yourself in the Bible, Lord God, and You have even given us how the relationship with You grows. Shepherd, companion, our host, and our eternal hope of glory, eternal hope that we live with You. And this morning I just pray, Lord God, that all of us that have already experienced You as their shepherd, companion, host, that will look towards that time when we will dwell, we will live in Your house forever. And I pray for those that haven't made that decision yet, that hasn't accepted You as their shepherd, as their Lord, Savior, so they haven't accepted the full scale of the relationship as shepherd, companion, and host. I pray, Lord God, that today they will make that decision. That right now, they will make that decision. And I pray, Lord God, that You will be glorified. In Jesus' name, amen.